CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 15th of June. Here are the main news headlines. Book now to secure your place at the RSGB 2025 convention. The RSGB launches the SES cookbook. The RSGB operating advice service issues advice. The RSGB annual convention is a fantastic opportunity for radio amateurs to meet, learn and share experiences. Whether you're newly licensed or have years of experience, there is always more to discover. That's why the Society is excited to introduce this year's theme, Discover, Learn, Progress. Whether you want to discover something new, learn more about a particular aspect of amateur radio, or progress and develop your skills, you'll find something at the convention to explore and enjoy. The prestigious event takes place between the 10th and 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Book now to secure your place in joining like-minded people for what is also one of the best social events in the amateur world. Take advantage of the early bird prices by going to rsgb.org/convention. The Society is delighted that the event will be sponsored by Martin Lynch & Sons. Special event stations are popular around the world and a great source of fun and excitement for organisers and QSO chasers. It can also be a fantastic tool for outreach, allowing you to demonstrate amateur radio and encourage people to find out more. The RSGB has just launched a new web section that focuses on special event stations for RSGB members and affiliated clubs. There's an online guide called the SES Cookbook, which offers a wide range of practical guidance to help you deliver the best experience for your visitors and organisers. It covers a wide range of topics, including how to apply for a special event call sign, the stages of the planning process, publicising your event to attract visitors, and how to make a good number of contacts. For non-RSGB members, there is a simple document that outlines the main things to consider when planning this type of event. The new section also draws together existing information about permanent special event stations, as well as QSL guidance. If you're planning an event this year or even next, now is the time to make the most of this comprehensive guide, so go to rsgb.org/SES. The RSGB Operating Advice Service, or OAS, provides advice to members on dealing with situations that are not within the spirit of amateur radio. From time to time, this activity goes beyond what is classed as acceptable behaviour and requires action to be taken. In these circumstances, the OAS recommends reporting the matter directly to Ofcom and to the police in the cases of issue which could be classed as harassment, stalking or hate crimes. Experience has shown that this carries more weight coming directly from the people involved or suffering the problem rather than a third party such as the RSGB. If you hear anything that is not acceptable behaviour, contact the RSGB OAS first and the team will suggest the correct course of action. Once Ofcom and the police have issued reference numbers, these should be passed to the Operating Advice Service. You can contact them via oas@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has submitted responses to a pair of Ofcom consultations. The first one was about a series of licence exemption updates, including arrangements for some visiting radio amateurs to the UK. The second was about filing procedures for the growing number and variety of satellites. Both replies were developed by the RSGB Spectrum Forum, drawing on its members' wide breadth of expertise. The Spectrum Forum expects there'll be further updates for both topics. For the full replies, go to rsgb.org/spectrumforum and selecting papers and consultations option on the right-hand side. The RSGB recently announced two volunteering opportunities. The RSGB CW Champion will help the Society to take Morse code to new audiences. Tasks will vary between developing the CW content of the RSGB's website through to developing and supporting a team of enthusiastic individuals who can support CW-related activities. The second role requires an individual with experience in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. The RSGB STEM Champion will help the Society reach new audiences build relationships with related organisations and encourage more young people into STEM careers. Go to rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full role descriptions and learn how to apply. Rallies and events now. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, known as Ipswich Radio Rally, takes place today the 15th at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road Curtin, IP10 0PW. Doors open at 9:30 and the entry fee for visitors is £3. The venue has free car parking. Visitors can enjoy trade stands, car boot sale, bring and buy area and special interest groups. An HF station is operating under the call sign GB4SWR. Catering and an RSGB bookstall are available on site. More from Kevin, G8MXV, on 07710 046 846, and or visit eswr.org.uk. Bangor and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally is due to take place on Saturday the 21st of June at Ballygilbert Presbyterian Church Hall. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. and admission is £5. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally takes place on Sunday the 29th of June at Pen Air School, St Clement in Truro, TR11TN. Doors open 10:30. More information from Ken, G0FIC, on 01209 821073. Now for special event news. Special call signs HS30DXA is active until the 21st of June, commemorating the 30th anniversary of the Thailand DX Association. Look for activity on all HF bands and the amateur radio satellites, QSL via HS6MYW. The Amateur Radio Society of India, VU2ZH, is celebrating the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union by activating special call sign VU1IARU until the 29th of June. The Indian Society has been a member society of IARU Region 3 since 1958. The station has been spotted recently using CW and FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via VU2ZH. Finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur radio stations that will be on the air during International Museums and the Air Weekend on the 21st and 22nd of June. More information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IMOTA2025. Now for DX News, Jerry G3YIP is active as VP8DPD from Port Stanley in the Falkland Islands until the 12th of July. Recently, the Society was spotted on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via EA5GL and Logbook of the World. Don KW7R is active as V73KW from the Marshall Islands. He's there on a work assignment until September. In his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Llanelli Amateur Radio Society is operating with a special call sign, GB1BAF, during the month of June, honouring British Armed Forces. Look for activity on the HF 6 and 2 metre bands using CW, FT8 and phone. More information, visit GB1BAF page at qrz.com. Contest news today, the 15th, the RSGB 2nd 144 Megs Backpacker Contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC, AM, FM, SSB, CW on the 2-metre band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Note that 5 watts is the maximum power allowed on this contest. Monday the 16th, RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. Exchanges your report. Tuesday the 17th, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 19th, the RSGB 70 MEGS UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band, exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. All Asian DX contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 21st, ends 23:59 on its Sunday the 22nd of June. CW on the 160 to 10 metre band where contests are allowed, the exchange is signal report your age. RSGB 50 Megs Trophy Contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 21st, ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of June. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, Sunday the 22nd, worked all Britain, a 6-metre contest. Phone contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. SSB on the 6-metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number and worked all Britain Square. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYE, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, propagation was a mixed bag last week with an occasional KP index rise, but a solid solar flux index, which hit 141 on Thursday the 12th. We also had some sporadic short skip conditions on the HF band, which brought in some surprises. We're now in June, so the summer HF doldrums are well underway, but this doesn't mean that the fun has gone out of HF. Daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path have been around 18 to 20 megahertz, so the main active band has been 20 metres. Paul, GM4ULS, reports that there was a spectacular inter-G event on the morning of Tuesday, the 10th of June, whilst activating special event station GB70RS from Perth. He worked a mini pile-up of English stations from anywhere between Southampton and Manchester. This was between 09:49 and 10:22 UTC on 14.210 MHz. It said it sounded like the 40-metre band at times. We think this was probably a sporadic event, which often creates strong but short-lived paths across the UK on the HF bands in summer. We normally think of sporadic as affecting 10-metre band, but the lower bands are often implicated. Have you worked anything unusual via sporadic? If you have, please send your reports to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Otherwise, the X on the HF bands have been a bit sparse, with paths opening to South Africa and South America on the 20 and 17 metre bands at times. Perhaps this is a good time to work some summits on the air or worldwide flora and fauna stations in Europe. These are usually QRP stations and appreciate your contacts. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 130 range. Unfortunately, geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be unsettled, thanks mainly to the return of a massive coronal hole on the Sun. Disruption was due to start around the 14th, but due to the hole's size, this could continue for at least 3 days with a maximum KP index of 6. Expect the HF bands to be disrupted with lower maximum usable frequencies as the plasma in the solar wind hits the Earth. It may be a good time for visible aurora, however. Now for VHF and up, the high summer conditions have brought an increasing chance of sporadic E, particularly on digital modes with dxmaps.com plots showing plenty of paths on most days. Many of these are possible associated with turbulence generated by jet streams in the weather part of the atmosphere. These send atmospheric gravity waves upwards to affect the E region. It's this association with specific weather features that makes sporadic E sporadic in a geographical sense. If so, the coming week with jet streams are mainly over the northern fringe of Europe. These suggest a better chance to have paths to Scandinavia with fewer options to the south to support paths to the Mediterranean and the Balkans. In any event, June is high season for sporadic E, so remember to check the 6-metre band either mid-morning or late afternoon. The early thundery weather at the end of last week was useful for rain scatter on the gigahertz band, and it's just possible it'll return to the end for the end of the coming week. In between times, it'll be high pressure story that will dominate and may well produce some useful tropo conditions. However, note that the hot summer days, inversion conditions and tropo will be better at night and tend to weaken by the middle of the morning. Meteor scatter will have been boosted by two showers on the 7th and the 8th of June, and since they were broad peaks, there should be some meteor input left to see us through the coming week. For EME, sky noise is dropping, declination which has been low is now starting to decrease, so moon windows and peak elevation are improving. EME conditions are classed as poor to moderate today, the 15th of June, but are then good on the 21st and 22nd of June. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.